2K.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
I've been waiting a long time. I don't have a gallbladder. I was admitted to the hospital, and I ended up having surgery on my liver. There were stones in the liver opening, and it was infected. And I wondered, and I also had another question. I fell and compressed my spine. I wondered what I could do about those two situations.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, about the liver stones, I certainly do, ma'am. However, make sure and work with your doctor on this. What helps quite considerably are 2 drops a day of potassium iodide, which is sold either as 4 capital letters, SSKI, or as Bernard's solution, named after the professor who discovered this in 1813. Now, potassium iodide, 2 drops a day, is the max anybody wants to go to without getting a regular test to make sure it's not suppressing the thyroid. 2 drops a day hardly ever does. Double check with your doctor about you in case you got a really delicate thyroid. But what it does, ma'am, is it gets into all the body excretions, including the bile in the liver. And when it's in the bile in the liver, guess what? It keeps the stones from forming. How do you like that? And it helps to very slowly decrease any stones that are there. It's very slow, though, but at least they don't increase. And second thing that everybody knows that potassium iodide does is kill germs. So if there's any germs that are local there, it also wipes those out. Now, yes, you're going to taste this stuff. It comes out in the urine, too, so that's not the only place it comes out. But do not, without working with your doctor, go above 2 drops a day, because in a very few cases, 3 drops a day will suppress the thyroid. It's rare, but it can happen. And the higher we go on the scale, the more likely it is to happen, ma'am.
I will talk to my doctor about that.
Okay. Now, the other thing was what? I rambled on so much, I forgot the second thing, ma'am.
I fell and compressed my spine, and I'm going to see a physical therapist.
Good. Well, about the best you can do right now is make sure your vitamin C is at least up to 3 grams a day. An orthopedic surgeon.
How much vitamin C a day?
At least 1 gram with each meal. That's 3 grams, and that's not an overdose by any means, and you won't get gassy or lose bowels from.
Okay.
No, 1 gram, 3 times daily, ma'am. You're welcome, ma'am.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, and thanks for calling.